Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, Imlachlani 19. President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged South Africans to ensure women play a central role in reshaping the country's future. Speaking at Women's Day celebrations in Tzaneen, Limpopo, Ramaphosa says leadership at all levels, including cabinet, parliament, municipalities, companies and state-owned enterprises, must have at least 50% female representation. Ramaphosa called for gender equality and praised women's meaningful contributions in nation building as well as contributing to the economy.
The empowerment of women will contribute to sustainable development and the cultivation of resilient economies. About 40% of preferential procurement in the public sector is meant to go in the direction of empowering women businesses.
Meanwhile, hundreds of DA supporters marched to Germiston Central Police Station demanding better gender-based violence resources. Ekurhuleni recorded over 1,600 murders in 2024, with many stations facing severe staff shortages. DA Germiston constituency head Michelle Clark warns that government is failing to prevent vulnerable women and communities.
We want women to be free. We should have freedom of movement without fear, and we want women to be protected. We need to make sure our police are resourced so that they can protect women and children in this country. And in Parliament, we will certainly raise the issue of GBV all the time.
Acting Police Minister Feroz Khachalia has condemned the killing of two SAPS detectives in Roodepoort, Gauteng, while transporting a prisoner awaiting trial, Jabulani Moyo. The suspect remains on the run after ambushing the officers. The ministry's spokesperson, Kamohelo Mokgosi, has urged public assistance.
The Acting Minister of Police, Professor Feroz Khachalia, conveyed the ministry's sympathies to the families. We owe them and every officer who puts on the blue uniform a debt of gratitude that words alone cannot fully express. An attack on the police is an attack on the state. We will not rest until Jabulani Moyo is behind bars.
And police in London arrested 466 people yesterday for supporting Palestine Action. The government outlawed Palestine Action in early July under anti-terror laws, days after it took responsibility for a break-in at an Air Force base in southern England that caused damage to two aircraft. The group says its activists were responding to Britain's indirect military support for Israel amid the war in Gaza. Organizations like the United Nations Human Rights Agency, Amnesty International and others criticized the banning of the group. A UK court challenge against the decision to proscribe Palestine Action will be heard in November. More on jacarandofm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê vrouens in die land moet meer bemagtiging geniet.
Jacaranda FM Weekends be like...
Take you to a better place.
More music you love.
Oh boy.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. There's a cuter word for it. I know.